Welcome to Hindu Muslim Hi Hi, presented by Gadar Radio. I'm your host Prerna.
And I'm Miraj.
And this week we are going to continue our farmers protest theme and talk about Peepli Live in Culture Kush. So as usual, Miraj doesn't introduce this. You know what? Let's talk about us for a second. We always like get into things.
I have been thinking about learning sketching for a long time. So now I have started to practice sketching.
So what is, do you do exercises for that? Like sketching exercises?
I have just started, to be honest.
When you start sketching, like when we started sketching in architecture school and stuff, they used to literally make us draw vertical and horizontal lines and all that. Just to practice getting it right.
Yeah.
So like there are these sketching exercises. I'm sure there's on YouTube or something.
I have most of the things in my life I have learned on YouTube. So this also I'm going to learn on YouTube.
Well, you can just be Modi and claim that you mastered it and everybody will believe that you did.
I think that is Modi's superpower. He can claim anything that he's
got his education in entire political science. Anyway, getting back to our this episode, which is Culture Kush and Peepli Live. So giving you guys a little introduction about Peepli Live for those who haven't seen it. We might have some spoilers, but you know, like we usually talk generally about it, so it'll be fine. Peepli Live is like a 2010 satirical comedy film. It's a Hindi film and it explores the topic of farmer suicides and also the subsequent media and political response. Basically, the circus that comes after media picks up a story. And
like the Riya Chakrabarti thing.
Yes, kind of. Or anything.
Yeah.
Or like drugs though, yeah. Or whatever. Like. So on the verge of losing his family farm, Natha, who's our protagonist, just arrives to this conclusion with the coercion of his brothers that he wants to commit suicide because the Indian government gives them hefty payouts for families of farmers that kill themselves. Somehow this story gets picked up and the poor man is just in the center of this crazy media frenzy and the nation watches as everything that he does. And they're all waiting for him to commit suicide. And it's this crazy black comedy and it's heartbreaking and also funny at the same time and we wanted to talk about it. It is written and directed by Anusha Rizvi and co-directed by Mehmood Farooqi. I tried to look up Anusha Rizvi but she hasn't done much after, so I don't know where you are, girl. Come back. You did a great job. And then it was the first Indian film to screen at Sundance Film Festival and it is also available on Netflix for whoever has not seen it yet.
I was watching interview of Anusha Rizvi and yeah, she wrote this. I think she wrote this story, sent it to Amir Khan. That's what she was saying, telling in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amir Khan took it over and it came into existence.
You found her interview? I just found like Amir Khan talking about the movie. And I was like, I know he's a bigger name, but where is Anusha?
There is an interview of Anusha Rizvi on YouTube also.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll look into
it. It's a short interview.
Yeah, but yeah, she did a great job.
Do you think that this film contributed to any real change in how the farmer society is seen by the urban middle class?
I don't think it did. I think it's like one of those things that if they are not in your immediate vicinity, you don't care. I don't know. I think apathy, unless you see it yourself, it doesn't come easy to people. I don't know. What do you think? Is there actually anything happened after this movie?
I don't think that any change came in government attitude towards farmer suicide. Yeah, I also don't think that there is any real change in perception of how people look about farmers' protests. It's because there has never been a popular cultural thing connecting farmers' suicide or farmers' crisis directly to the lives of urban middle class.
Yeah, like because the urban middle class is still getting its commodities, still consuming things.
Right.
Without, very disconnected from where it's getting produced.
But yeah, it's a cliche that the potatoes you eat are not produced in supermarkets.
You know, I have a funny story. Like when my cousin was super young and I was still living in India that time and she had come from the States and I think someone asked where milk comes from. And she just said that, oh, you press a button on the cow and then the milk just comes down. She was 5 or something. But I just found it so funny because she's probably just seen Tetra Pak. She's not seen anything or she doesn't know. And it's just funny that our urban middle class is like that.
Yeah, that makes this farmers' protest, that is the theme of this month, we are talking about it, so significant. But the problem is that it doesn't seem that the middle class or the consumers are looking at it as such an imminent problem.
Right. But to them, it is marketed again as how BJP markets it. Either there's a distraction or there is, oh, this would be good to farmers because Modi ji ne kiya hai, to soch ke kiya hoga.
Sahi kiya hoga.
I'm also obviously definitely privileged and definitely of this urban Bombay class, but...
Yeah, definitely. It needs a lot of learning, reading, talking to people and trying to understand that what are far-reaching and being just... And we'll talk about this in Puff Puff Talk, being political.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I wanted to talk about this. So the movie really nicely talks about these different hierarchies and incompetency on every level. Local... Right. Regional and then national.
I also observed that how this reporter who is coming from a national TV channel, what is her take on the problem and what is the take of a local reporter, which is again played by Nawazuddin Siddiqui, and what is his opinion, how he is approaching the same story. He's emotionally connected to the
story. Yeah, he's totally vested in it.
Yeah, while the national reporter comes with a very, very professionally crisp way of approaching the problem.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter to her emotionally, because she's going to go back to Delhi and she's going to do her big interviews and all of that. But it's not, I guess for Nawazuddin, it's more of a local, you know,
issue. Yeah, he sees that around
him. He sees
him
every, he sees more.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more of an observer than these people who are there for their television ratings and TRPs. Oh God, this became too deep.
Okay. Okay, back to... So, yeah, this is one thing that I also wanted to talk about. How when... And I am a person who usually doesn't watch film more than once. I watch a film and then I'm like, okay, I've done that. I know what the film is about.
Same.
But this... There are few films that I can watch again and again and they feel fresh. So this is one of those films. The other one, if I can think of, is Umrah Jaan, which also feels fresh. So when I was watching again this Peepli Live after so many years, it didn't feel any stale. It was as fresh as I saw it for the first time. So what do you think it could be? How is it made and the way the story is told or how relevant it is?
I think it's both. If you have a good film, it's always timeless. I'll give you another example that I have. And also the relevance. Like, you know, the issues have not gone. We're still talking about farmers. Like we said, P. Sainath has been talking about them since decades. And I think, you know, women issues, all of these issues that are still there.
Right.
But there are some movies that are still, even if you watch them now, are not dated. Like you said, Umrah Jaan. And I was thinking a little more childish, but Jurassic Park. I watched it a few months ago and I saw it as a child, dubbed in Hindi. But when I saw it again and I was like, you know, it still holds up. Like the women are treated and they have, character arcs and they're scientists and they're kicking ass. And unlike... You know, a lot of movies that you're like, oh my God, if I watch it now, it's either racist or sexist or whatever.
Right. I was super into this HBO 6-episode long documentary drama, which was on Chernobyl. Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I can watch this thing. The first time I watched it, I was like, I can watch this thing any number of times. The second time, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can still watch it a third time. But the third time I watched it, I'm like, okay, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a very well-made thing. It's a very, I am in awe with the quality and everything that they have done. Yeah. The story and everything. But still, it doesn't hold that freshness, you know?
Yeah. I think what happens, okay, this is my take, okay? I know more about film than you, but I'm not a film expert. So I just feel like whenever there's a human connection and you identify with a character or you relate to it or you feel something for it, that movie is timeless.
Right.
I also want to talk about these actors in the movie. All of these, you know, mostly unknown actors that were chosen. Amir Khan does very good casting. he gets people from all over India, and Omkar Das Manikpuri was Natha, and all of these people. His brother was slightly famous. I've seen him, the guy who played his brother. But overall, these actors were brilliant. You know, they were living their own realities or something. It felt, it was almost like they were not acting.
Yes. It felt that they are coming from that same space.
Yeah.
You know, they are not acting. They are just living their usual life.
Yeah.
Oh, it just came to my mind. The Dadi, she has played in Umrao Jaan.
Yeah, the Dadi is famous. Yes, what's her? I don't know, remember her name. But yes, you're right. She's a famous theater actor and acting actor. Yeah.
Right. And like, what is connection? I guess that is she the connection with Umrao Jaan? Right? Dadi is so amazing in this. Natha, ka kar raha hai. She has such
a... She just like and, you hates know, like, her daughter-in-law from the core. Mar jayegi, kha jayegi. Like all of the things are like either you'll kill them or you'll like eat them up alive. Or
Arre, everyone says she has a kali aandhi udaave.
Oh man. And, What scene I liked is that So Natha always has to go... Everywhere he goes, he has chaperones and he has police people follow him. So remember that one incident that he has to really go to the toilet and he has to... and the police people, like, they're changing their shifts. And he's like, fuck it, I'm just going. And then, like, the whole media, like, one person sees him go. And they're like, oh my God, I think he's going to commit suicide. And then the whole 10,000 media people reach there. And then they start analyzing his feces after that.
Oh, that is... That is the best satirical moment in that whole movie. That whole scene where he's sitting there and talking about the feces. Unki mehnat ka phal yani mal. And how much he's dramatizing the whole thing. That is what I think. I don't know. Maybe it's just my fart joke loving kind of...
No, I also like that. Man like, brain. Don't know, agriculture... minister is, we are waiting for reports or we are waiting for the high court. That's his. And then he repeats that like at least the planning 10 times.
Agriculture
department or something.
And he's sitting cool drinking tea in his office and he's just passing the responsibility from
and I think the details matter. He's talking about Darjeeling tea and he's being all elitist in his AC office and he's, oh, this is second flushing, oh, like I know about tea and all that. So disconnected. And it's all of us. I feel like we are super elitist. It's like you have to keep learning. You have to keep understanding things around you. What is the point otherwise? How do you navigate without knowing?
I don't really think that you can really relate to that in an intuitive way. It's hubris to say that, okay, we are trying to relate to that. But yeah, we can learn about that and then we can try to talk about that in a setting where other people like us can listen to it. That's the best we can do. I am not a farmer. I have never worked in a field. I don't really feel that thing.
Right.
I don't have the intuitive feeling of it. But yeah, I mean, I can learn.
Yeah.
I can empathize and I can talk about it.
Right.
Okay, it became very... again, very dry.
I mean... The movie is also like this, right? It's funny at times and it is also very... heartbreaking, and the ending is really, I'm not going to say what it is, but it's pretty sad.
The simplest, the most easy thing you can do is to watch and reflect. At least you can do that.
Right.
If you don't go about and talk and you don't have time and everything, but yeah, you can watch that movie and just reflect about your own privilege.
Yeah, definitely.
So that is at bare minimum that can be done.
Yes, that's true. I mean, that's what the hope with this podcast is, that we talk about stuff. If it resonates with our listeners, they think about it. And then we all become a little more aware of everything.
Because it becomes part of the larger politics.
Right.
It is.
The way you think.
Everything. The way you think. The way what matters to you.
Right.
Otherwise, your politics changes.
Right. But yeah, coming back to the movie, it's an excellent movie. It's available on Netflix and people should watch it. And it is now also still very relevant. We still have farmer suicides. Just to give you a statistic from last episode, it's 296,000 farmer suicides between 1995 and 2015. which is mind-boggling. And if it was any other place, it would be half of their population or something.
Right. As Indians, these numbers are just statistics, and 294,000 just doesn't sound anything.
Yeah, it like, sounds like normal. I don't know.
Right.
It sounds like an Indian wedding.
Damn, that was tough. Today you're on a roll.
So anyway, that brings us to the end of our Peepli Live Culture Kush segment of the farmer protest month that we have.
Just a little bit of context about what is coming next week is we are talking about farmers' issues in USA, where the liberalization of farm sector happened, and how that affected the small farms and farmers of US. So we have three guests next week coming and talking about that, and they are making a documentary on that, which is called Deja Vu. And so we'll talk in more detail about this issue next week. And thank you everyone for listening, and don't forget to follow us on our social media handles, which is Thagadar, THE_GHADAR. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have also started our YouTube channel, and all the episodes will be available on YouTube.
Yeah, for our trolls. That is for our trolls, so we can see what comments they are sending us and calling us anti-national. All of that stuff. All of the good shit.
I'm really... Like, trolls are a good metric of how good you are doing.
Yeah. We hope we get trolls. Thanks, guys. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We'll see you next Sunday.
Bye. Bye.